now like to make a motion. Let this move forward.
Okay.
I make a motion that the, that we request a bill at temporarily until we, until another firm directs to set, that we, we request a bill on a monthly basis from the rec board. We approve the amounts of that bill and then release funds, and that the bill be enough detail that we can actually see, not just a sum total, that we'd actually see what it's for. That's my motion.
And the motion is for every month, not a quarter?
Until, every month, until we, the boards get together and make something else. Right now, we need something to work with, and it's, I just want to have some way that we can pay the bills, some way we, that both groups can work until the license agreement and all the other stuff is in place.
Okay, that's the motion?
Can I just read that? You're requesting for an itemized bills on a monthly basis from the rec board, then we would approve the amount and release the funds.
Until the license agreements and other things would come in place to supersede that.
Okay.
Shouldn't this motion go under new business? Shouldn't we finish the committee before?
Actually, I think that this is the perfect time for this. It's just finance. This is actually the perfect time for this.
Why not just back to update the report that's paid to date?
Well, it's got bills approved by motion.
It's not even finance.
I mean, this is the biggest finance thing of the day. I think this is the finance.
It is, right.
But you've been making motions and all of that.
Yeah. We have a motion on the floor.
Do we have a second?
Do we have a second? We have a second. Okay.
Discussion.
As far as discussion, I mean, the discussion would be, you want to
delay
the
vote? You know, this is not, we're not even in finance now.
Yes, we are.
Here we are.
Update on setting the fees paid to date.
We haven't gotten to that part yet.
I thought finance was the last thing we do.
No, it's the last
recreation meeting. And finance.
Okay, discussion. I have a comment. I think Bill's motion is good. I would like to ask him to amend it in such a way. The rec board has already incurred legitimate expenses, and if we go with the motion as stated, we're not going to have the first bill to them and have an option of discussing it till the next meeting, and it leaves them in a disadvantage because they won't be seeing any money for 30 days. They need money now.
I would not agree to that, and that special board meetings, which can be by phone, can be polled for approvals. So all we need to do is approve it. We don't have to have a delay approval until we have another, our next meeting. We just have to review it and approve it, and that can be sent out. We've done this already with emails on things around for asking, you know, polling for approvals. And if you want me to include that into the thing, saying that, into the, what did I call it? The
motion.
Sorry, thank you. If you include it into the motion, I would do that, it is, we can, one motion of approval would be send out an email or a letter and then phone approvals so that we can make it expedient for them. Not trying to delay them, but we also do need to, I believe as a board and two boards need to say what is being spent on, approve it, and then go back and forth. So are you uncomfortable with the...
I just want to make sure that the rec board has money to operate this month, because we have not made a payment to them.
The bill was borrowing money to do so.
Well, liquidating savings. We can't borrow.
But I mean, they have...
Just put it out.
Sean,
would it be, would you be, would you, do you believe that the rec board could get us a bill, a somewhat itemized bill that would reasonably, where we could approve it within a few days?
Well, I don't know. I think that absolutely we can do that. Okay, absolutely we can do that. I think that in Dell's opinion, and maybe it's a wrong opinion, but maybe he's not understanding that we're currently under the old agreement and not the new agreement, is that there is a bill based upon the new agreement. There's a bill, the percentage. And just
I believe that there was a budget,
and
not a
bill. And the other thing is that it doesn't have, you know that the bill's there. You know that the bill's there. You know it's, I forget what the total amount is, but you're not going to pay it all in one lump sum. Send us whatever you want.
Well, it's a, you have a budget, not a bill, and they're not the same thing.
And I understand.
Okay, and my motion is...
And I think it would be probably cleaner if we could do that, and I think that we could probably...
My motion was to a bill, not budget.
Yeah. My personal opinion is that I think that we can do that.
All right.
Yes.
The only concern that I have is if you're doing it the way you're suggesting, are you sure you're going to get it resolved in time to not end up with the Rec Association getting late charges because the bill is net 30? People bill on different bases. The next thing you know, you're going to be paying interest payments and late payment charges out of the Rec Association. I don't think you want to do that. So it would seem to me that the better way to think about it is instead of that you would approve an amount of money each month based on their anticipated need, they would then submit the bills that they received, and if you have a problem with any of the bills, you can adjust it on the next payment due. Because if you start getting late payments, you're really going to be ticked.
So the way that, if they were a subcontractor and we were in business, then we of course wouldn't want them to get to be late on things, because then their charges to us would be increased.
Absolutely.
However, that is a business that they would run. And we would
put any charge. They're dealing with third party billers.
So they you know, a daily or amount to pull out, I don't think is the right way to run business. Businesses are run, you know, on bills. And if, I think we should request, and my motion's there, to request a bill that we can see and approve, because there may be things we don't want to approve, they still may want to pay for.
No, I understand. I was just trying to suggest a way that you could control the outflow without putting yourself in a position where the homeowners association ends up getting penalties on the.
If they choose to be late, then they also have funds to pay to pull out to pay for them. So this flow, I anticipate there may be a problem for the rec board in 1 month or at start, but as it flows, this should work until this is only temporary. Until the license agreement and other agreements come in place to supersede it.
Mike?
Why can't this motion stay and just advance a third of what we have in the assessments over to them, and then we'll be caught up monthly? In other words,
I'll amend the bill to
the I'm motion. Asking, would that go?
I actually take care
of that dead spot. Just advance a third of what ours is, money's over to them.
So I'll amend it to a specific amount, then like $50,000?
Yeah, okay. That's what I was thinking. And that lets them, and then they'll present us a bill after next weekend for what they see, and just
start making a motion.
I'll amend my motion to that. It's reasonable, because there is a startup time on this, and this is not a permanent thing. It may become permanent, but it's not intended at this point to be the permanent. So I'll amend my motion to be to have an initial $50,000.
You can't until he pulls his second off. If you
I'll
want
pull
legal.
My second off.
Okay, I'll amend my motion. Now you can.
Now I'll second.
Okay.
Okay, all right. So there's no discussion until we have a second.
We've got a second.
Oh, sorry. Oh, so we have a second on that.
Yes, isn't it?
Initial $50,000.
And then from then on, monthly bills, and then we review and pay.
Okay,
sorry.
Now who's seconding that?
John.
Okay, discussion.
And you had said detailed bills, and we would probably want the detail back to the beginning of the year to so we can account for the $50,000 we gave them.
Correct. They're going to submit a bill, and whatever bill they submit, we're going to look at and say we approve or don't approve, and however far back it goes or doesn't go, it's going to be how far they give us.
Okay.
So.
An itemized bill.
I'm sorry?
Itemized bill.
Yes.
So okay. The itemized bill needs to go back to day one so we know when the $50,000 expired.
They are going to give us an itemized bill to say what they're spending.
What's back day to day one?
Charles, yes. What's day one?
Day one would be the beginning of the fiscal year.
June 1st.
Okay, all right. Any other discussion? Fred?
Can I ask you one thing? Because they've chosen not to print their check register, and I don't know then how much our money is being spent, so could I ask the homeowners board to print the expenses, all of the bills, so we can see where our money is going?
Yes.
I think we first should close this one, and that could be another motion or another discussion. But I think the first one is here is just paying the bill, getting the money bill. Then, okay. Then there might be some. I don't mean to put you down, Fred. But
I think we should move forward. Understand my concern too.
I think we've spent enough time hammering this out. I think it's time to do a vote on this.
I call for a question.
Do you want me to read?
Yes, I think
$50,000.
Okay, the motion is that an initial $50,000 advance be given the rec board. From then on, request for an itemized bill on a monthly basis. And I don't have it, word for word. And our bill board will review and approve the amount and release the funds.
Okay. Show of hands. All in favor? Aye. All opposed? Oh, I'm sorry. It's passed. Done.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now
we have
to move on.